Caroline, Willie, and D-Mace, final hour of the show, brought to you by Zen Sports. Start earning cash rewards on your bets today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 and up in Tennessee to bet. How about those Nashville Predators? 13-0-2 in the last 15. They've got the fifth best record in the NHL since mid-November when they started the year 5-10. They are really moving the needle. And another decisive win last night, 8-2 over the lowly San Jose Sharks. Tomorrow it's your chance to participate in Preds Pick to Click. They play tomorrow in South Florida. If you correctly guess a Preds player that scores a goal in the game, trying to get the streak to 16, which would set a new franchise record, you would win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Preds home game. Participate with Robbie and Rex Road tomorrow morning at 8:45 a.m. But you don't have to wait that long to win tickets to Tuesday's game against the Vegas Golden Knights. They've got the Red Wings coming in on Saturday. Then it's the Golden Knights on Tuesday. Big, big game there. Golden Knights lost last night. The Predators ahead of the defending Stanley Cup champions by 5 points right now in the standings. So they keep going. They're keeping on. And one of the reasons that they're doing it is this group of three players that make, I think it's the league minimum. I'd have to check.
Let's just say
$775.
$775. How good are you?
Make the league minimum.
Jake Taylor from Major League. He made the league minimum.
Yeah.
For the Cleveland Indians in the movie Major League. I heard baseball players, they make a lot of money these days. I make the league minimum. That is Michael McCarron, Kiefer Sherwood, and Cole Smith. They all make $775. And by the way, Mark Jankowski also $775. They're getting great production from those four guys.
Bang for their buck, they're getting it.
So now what we are trying to do, McCarron, Sherwood, and Smith have been starting all but one of the games. They start out there. McCarron will take that opening faceoff, and they set the tone. I've tried to come up as the announcer with more ways to say set the tone, like ignite, light the fire, ignite the group. But that's what they're doing. And what happens sometimes is we're trying to figure out a nickname for this line. They've been together long enough now. They're playing really well. They've outscored the competition 9-2 during this 15-game stretch, which for the fourth line is really, really impressive.
Uh-huh.
They don't start in the offensive zone very much. They don't play on the power play. So to have that kind of advantage is really moving the needle. So what is the nickname of this line? If you're just joining us now, we've been taking some texts throughout the day, and you can participate in this now or call and make a passionate speech for yours. The best one is going to win tickets to the game. I can't promise it's going to stick.
Yeah.
Right?
We are trying to make it stick.
But I feel like this would take – This precinct here, the flagship station, I think it could go a long way to getting it going on the broadcast.
Now, this is where you...
Or on the social media circles.
This is where UNC Mace, y'all got to really...
Yeah.
This is where y'all got to really put it down.
We're listening.
Yeah.
Because we haven't come up with it. We've been trying.
The name that we pick, y'all got to make sure that when that line is out there, that name must be said at least once on air.
We'll float it out there.
Yes, float it out there. Exactly. And see what the fans think.
I can promise that. We will at least float it out there. All right, 615-737-1025 is the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We've got a couple callers on there. So, D-Mace, what are a couple themes that you've seen so far?
I have one.
Okay.
I don't want to tell my top one because I'm going to save that one because I think that one may win. But I have one that I thought of. It may be some of the texters or, you know, a few of our callers that are calling in. They may, you know, have the same name. But because all three are from the Midwest, Minnesota, Michigan, Ohio, and those three states border a lake, one of the Great Lakes, one of the five Great Lakes, I call them the Lake Boys. Minnesota borders Lake Superior. Obviously, Michigan borders Lake Michigan, Lake Huron, and a bit of Lake Erie, like right on the bottom. But Ohio borders Lake Erie. So I gave the name Lake Boys.
The Lake Boys.
The Lake Boys.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know how. Theme. I don't know if that'll stick, but I'm just, you know, it goes well because of where they're from and those states border a lake. So
we've been throwing this out there since the first hour of the show. The lake theme has come up
yes.
in some of them. All right. So I have challenged Nick here to sift through a few and just throw a couple out there. Maybe that will spark some people's ideas too. And these people are eligible to win this thing. So what jumps out at you?
Well, these people, they got their creative minds kind of rolling. The gears are shifting here. First one on the top list, we have Hair Metal Henry said the Lumber Line.
The Lumber Line.
LL.
Lumberline, and what is his argument for it? He gives an explanation,
yes,
doesn't he?
All three of them are from a lumber area in the U.S. Cole Smith, you said, is from the home of Paul Bunyan, correct?
Yes, Brainerd, Minnesota. If you've seen the movie Fargo, right,
yes.
The big Paul Bunyan statue. And Cole Smith is definitely an outdoorsman. We call Kiefer Sherwood, you know, the huntsman of Sherwood Forest, is his own nickname that C-Mace came up with. So that fits. The lumber line is a good one. That's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
And he came up with McCarran and something about McCarran building. He looked up some company.
There's a McCarran building product somewhere.
They need lumber, right?
Yeah. And then there's a Sherwood Forest somewhere in New York as well. So he's like, the lumber line. It all works together.
Of course, Robin Hood is from Sherwood Forest, right?
There we go.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
so we know about Sherwood Forest.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
Another one we have here, somebody typed in chemical line, the KI for Kiefer Sherwood, the MI, I guess, for Michael McCarran, and then Cole for Cole Smith. So the chemical line, that's something. A little creativity
okay.
there.
Okay. Yep.
A lot of grit line, a lot of grit and grind.
Okay.
There was somebody that said the stampede line.
The Stampede, that would be an offshoot. Remember, for a while, it was the Herd, right?
That was
different players. That was the Biloxi Bull.
So it's basically
Colton Sissons and Tanner Janot from Oxbow. So you had an ox, a bull, and a colt.
Okay.
And so that fit for sure. What was it? The Stampede? I don't know. That's a little bit of offshoot of the Herd.
The Herd?
So I don't know. Yeah. That might be a little too close. Yeah. I don't know.
Might as well just call him
the Herd. But that's a good one. They're flowing in.
They're getting in.
All right.
Here
so why good. Don't we get a couple phone calls here to start and spark a few more? But keep going. There's some other ones too. By the way, thank you for all your submissions. Some people have been thinking about
this
because we've got a ton of them. Let's go to Stan up first. Stan, give us your impassioned plea for this new line.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I'm going to tell you. You think about these guys. They are hard knocking, hard playing. They'll put knots on your head faster than you can rub them. We got to call them the Bruise Brothers.
The Bruise Brothers, okay.
The Bruise Brothers. And before I leave, I got to tell you, I'm leaving for Iowa City in the morning to see my granddaughter play in the NCAA tournament.
Oh, that is awesome. Okay. Who's she playing for?
UT Martin.
Awesome. Well, tell them good luck. Good luck to the Skyhawks.
Take care.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Stan. All right. 737-1025, if you want to weigh in. Let's go to Jeff up next. So a strong case for the Bruise Brothers. All right. What about
it,
Jeff?
Hey, guys. It's kind of simple. They don't make any money, but when they're on the ice, they are money. So they are the money line.
The money line.
Okay.
The money line.
It's kind of a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer. The money line. They make the. Can we get Tom Barrett, Jake Taylor again?
The money line. Which they
make the league minimum.
I guess it can still be the money line.
Yep, they're trying to earn those contracts.
Yeah.
Cole Smith and Michael McCarran have signed new contracts going forward. Sherwood. Not yet. We have to see. But he's playing out of his mind right now.
He wants some of that
awesome.
Money.
He wants it. If the Predators don't give it to him, somebody will, I think. All right, let's go to Blair up next. Blair, what is your nominee here for this line?
My nominee is American Muscle. You got, you know, especially with the Michigan and Mustangs and Camaros, and they're just no frills cars that aren't super nice inside, but they're nothing but power.
So what is it again? The American
Muscle.
American Muscle.
Line.
Okay, they got some muscle. That's for sure. They are if for people that maybe haven't watched closely they provide energy. They're the fourth line. They've been scoring more than most fourth lines, but even if they don't score, they're hitting people. They're forechecking. They're battling for pucks. If it's a one-on-one battle for the puck along the boards, they're going to hit you. They're going to win that battle. They're going to set the next line up for success. They're going to get the engine humming. So that's kind of what they do. They want to be about energy. Now, Kiefer Sherwood was asked after the game. He had three assists last night. Mm-hmm. Kara Hammer asked him, what do you think? He goes, we're kind of meat and potatoes.
Okay.
Meat and potatoes, okay.
We've heard that before.
Yeah, I know.
We've heard it before. Meat and potatoes.
It's funny, Penalty Box Radio was asking them, I think it was at practice yesterday or the day before yesterday, but it might have been at the morning skate. And they didn't really have anything. They were getting pitched a few of the ideas that group had been throwing out there, and they were like, well, I don't know. Like, call us whatever you want, McCarron said. So let's go to Rick up next. And let's see what he's got. 737-1025. Rick, what do you got for your name of that line?
The soup line. These guys are hungry. Oh. And I believe they'd wait in line, you know, for that extra bowl of soup.
The soup line, okay.
The soup line. These boys are like hungry.
They're hungry.
They're hungry for some play.
That's not bad. I do think that does embody a little bit of the blue-collar thing there. Let's see what else we've got here. Here's another one. What, Nick, give me another one that jumped out at you from earlier. I've got one here. How about this one? Biscuits and gravy.
I love that.
I figured you'd love that, Nick.
I love that.
Biscuits and gravy. That's you.
It screams Nashville. It screams everything authentic about Nashville. Biscuits and gravy. I mean, the other one I liked was the coleslaw line. I thought that was hilarious because when you go to a meet and three in Nashville, they give you coleslaw for free. And they make what? League minimum.
I make the league minimum. Coleslaw. Throw in the coleslaw for free. All right, let's see what else we got. Let's get Sylvia up next. Sylvia, give us your thought on that line.
Hey, I was at the game last night and I loved it. So that line for me, they're gonna be the punchline.
The punchline.
Okay. They're not afraid to drop the gloves.
No.
All three of those guys will drop the gloves and have fought. Kiefer Sherwood had a Gordie Howe hat trick. Michael McCarron's been close. Mm-hmm. Cole Smith has been close as well. But that's not bad. The punchline.
Punchline.
And Michael McCarron is a pretty funny guy, I will say. They all have good senses of humor. All right, let's go to Michael up next on our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. All right, Michael, what do you got?
All right, so I texted this in about an hour ago, but I say that we should call him Working Line to Five. You know, he's got the dolly connection there, the country music. We call him the blue collar line because they're the fourth line. They're the ones that beat everybody up. So we got to get some blue collar representation for guys like me out there. So I think that Working Line to Five is a really good name for them.
Working line to five.
I have to say that song. I feel like is coming back a little bit. You know, it's been there. You go, the working line to five, complete with the typewriter right there. I don't know if Kiefer Sherwood can type. The working line to five. Okay, it's got a ring to it. All right. We're getting somewhere here. We're getting somewhere here.
Sherwood. They work in line to buy. What a way to make a living. Cole Smith.
Take it, D-Mace.
Michael McCarron.
So instead of Jane Fonda, Dolly Parton, and Lily Tomlin.
For Sherwood. Line to five.
Okay, this is good.
I like that one.
All right,
like
so the lumber line is one that we threw out there, right? Because Cole Smith is from Brainerd, Minnesota. If you've seen the movie Fargo, which is it's a classic. No question about it. And
weird
when you're a kid, the
classic.
Legend of Paul Bunyan, they've got the big Paul Bunyan statue. Cole Smith has been anointed because of his performance at the Mike Fisher Celebrity Clay Shoot, the charity clay shoot. He's the best marksman on the team. So, I can see him in the flannels in the outdoors chopping the lumber.
With the hat.
So that's definitely got to be a nominee there.
Yeah.
How about this one from the one and only Mark Hollinsworth, who was kind of the founding father of Section 303, the Cell Block 303. He says the Smash Vandals. What do you think of that?
The Smash Vandals.
Or, he says, Havoc 127. 127 meaning the three uniform numbers added together.
and causing havoc. Okay.
I like that.
Smash like Vandals that. Has a good ring. Like, okay, the Smash Vandals are on the ice.
Smash Vandals.
It's the like working the Smash line to five is
on the ice. Smash Vandals are on the line.
Biscuits and gravy on the ice.
I love it.
Working line to five.
Get you some biscuits and gravy after work.
Man, okay, those are some good names. I like it.
The Princely Paupers. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I make the league minimum. There you go. Okay, that's going with that. The Catfish 3. Just got texted to us.
I like that.
The Sherwood Forest Line. Smackwood.
That's a good Smackwood. One.
The Cumberland Crunch Line? I don't know.
The Cumberland Crunch Line.
There you go.
I like that.
Okay.
Not too shabby.
It reminds me of... The Camachi, what was it?
The Malachi Crunch.
The Malachi Crunch.
Oh, and those they can do the Malachi Crunch.
Y'all know what the Malachi Crunch is, people?
I think we're making
happy
some
days.
From Happy Days, Pinky Tuscadero.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that, when she got crunched by the Malachis, that was a tough moment. That was tough. They had to bounce back in the Demolition Derby. All right, when we come back, we're going to get some more nominees here, giving away tickets to Tuesday's showdown with the Vegas Golden Knights, defending Stanley Cup champions who the Predators have gone by. In the standings for now, there's still 13 games to go in the regular season, jockeying for position and seeds. Keep these coming. 615-737-1025. You can call or text, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Stay tuned. We're coming back with more.
Sunday, Monday.
I can see big, sexy Michael McCarron walking into Arnold's and hanging out with Potsy and Ralph Malph and those guys.
Ralph Malph, Potsy.
The old Malachi Crunch back in the day. Oh, that's good. We're trying to come up with a name for McCarron, Sherwood, and Smith that sort of embodied this Predator team that's starting to really get the attention of everybody around the league. They're not just winning. They're winning decisively. They're moving up in the standings, and they're now being viewed a little differently here. Star players are playing great. The role players are playing great. It's all connected right now. And so we're trying to come up with a fun line. We're broadcasting from the Spring Hill Heating and Cooling Game Nashville Studios, keeping your home feeling comfortable all year round.
Now, Willie, because I can remember, you know, a week or two, maybe like 2 or 3 weeks ago, let's say 2 weeks ago, we were discussing the Predators, and the thought was, okay, even if they get in the playoffs, they would be a long shot at winning the first round.
And yeah, just getting there would have been a really nice thing. Yeah.
Exactly. So now we fast forward, look at this team, and I recall what Jared said yesterday off air before we made the switch. He said, this team is not hot anymore. This team is a good team. They are there. It's no longer, or they're just on a hot streak, or they're a hot team. No, they are a good team. This is a team that's figured it out. They understand their roles. I'm not going to even say they bought into the system, because I think they did a long time ago when he was named coach. I think everybody sort of, okay, if we're going to make this work, we got to buy into this. So I don't think it just happened now where, oh, we finally bought in. No, I think they finally realized how to play together in this system. And guys sort of came around with having new roles on this system. But now as we sit, winning in the first round, that should be more likely than not. 2 weeks ago, it was like, okay, if they get in the playoffs, that would be the win. There'd be a long shot to win the first round game. The way they've been playing, it seems like it's no longer a long shot. Now, I understand who they play against sort of dictate the odds, but it's no longer a long shot for them to possibly win a first-round matchup.
I think it's a much more realistic thing now than it was. They're more than the sum of their parts. Yeah. I agree with Jared's assessment. It's not just that they're hot. That if you look at their footprint stat-wise from the very, very start, they're just now starting to get it all together where they're getting the saves. They're converting the chances they were getting, but the stats are showing that they're more than just sort of a underdog that's barely good enough to get in. They've closed the gap. I think the problem is they're still going to be an underdog in the first round because of the way it's set up. They're going to play a division winner, so it's going to be Vancouver. It's going to be Dallas. It's going to be Colorado. It's going to be Edmonton. Mm-hmm. It could be Winnipeg. I mean, all of these are really, really good, complete teams that have a chance to win the Cup. But that being said, I do think they're going to have a chance. I don't think it would look like if they don't go into the playoff series with five guys hurt or something. Injured, remember, they've lost three defensemen here. Mm-hmm. They're trying to get through that. But I think they would match up much better than, say, 2 years ago when they just weren't on the same level as the Avalanche.
Now,
I think it would look a lot different, I think, especially if you've got a healthy UC Soros and a healthy lineup. They got way more to bring to the table.
Exactly. Now, what is – because they've been playing extremely well. This is a good team. But if you could say one thing that they're missing or that would, you know, give not us but, say, the fan base, that one thing that they need to improve on, that if they improve on this, going into the playoffs, winning in the first round, it's more likely they can do it if they improve this or if they add this, say, from Milwaukee or whatnot.
Mm. It's a great question. I think the question is still going to be, at the end of the day, do they have enough guys who can make a play and score with the chances? Because I think it gets harder to score in the playoffs. Right now, they're scoring over four goals a game. It's unbelievable.
It's like 4.4 goals a game.
Yeah, and everybody's chipping in. Mm-hmm. It gets a little harder in the playoffs to do that. They would have to do it by committee. And I think a lot of people would look at their lineup on paper and say they're maybe one or two weapons short. Mm-hmm. They don't have the all-around number one center, and we've talked about that a lot, right? Barry Trotz has said that. That's still sort of a missing piece, but they're trying to compensate for that by depth, by doing it by committee and identity. And that's what's been fun about watching, because they're all doing it. And I think special teams, right? Mm-hmm. They've had sort of average special teams. Their power play is better than it was last year.
How many power play chances did they have last night?
They had there weren't a lot of penalties called. Mm-hmm. I think they were 0-for-2.
Yeah.
Last night, they had plenty of shots. Nothing went out. But I don't think they've got a lethal power play, which can be a difference maker in a playoff series. And their penalty kill is still kind of in that, you know, they haven't been able to get up to 80%, which is what you want, right? Could they come up big in a playoff series? I think they could. But I still think that's still what you would circle as if you're going up against, say, Colorado's power play, which is lethal, Edmonton's, could you get stops in a playoff series with your penalty kill?
Yeah.
You would really need UC Soros to be great in that area there. And UC Soros is capable of being great. He's just now getting into his best part of the season. That's the other part that can equalize, right, is he's starting to play like he's capable. Playing 10-0-2 in his last 12. All right, let's go back and get a few more nicknames to the line. Here's one I like that I wanted to throw out there. The Discount Dogs. You always like to say he's got that dog in him, D-Mace.
D-A-double-G.
I like that one. Somebody texted in the text line, the Discount Dogs, because
they are at league minimum.
They make the league minimum.
Make the league minimum.
Tom Berenger.
The Discount Dogs, double D.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
And then one person added to the working line to five, the 95ers. Because he adds that all three were born in 1995. I like that. So now you got Dolly Parton, you got the Nashville Feel, the working man making the league minimum, and they were all born in 1995. Okay.
It's a win-win-win.
That's layered.
Damn, I feel old now.
That's layered.
I could be their parent, their dad. Man.
Pretty close.
Exactly.
Let's put it this way. They were pretty young when you were doing your thing.
Exactly. Damn near just out of diapers. they were just out of diapers.
So that was, let's see, Cam gives a little note there on all three were born in 1995. So, Cam, good call there. All right, let's get to Will. By the way, if you want to call in, 615-737-1025 or text in, same number, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Will, what do you got?
Let's piggyback off of the Bruce Brothers, and let's add some Nashville feel to it. What about the Broadway Bruisers?
The Broadway Bruisers.
Okay. I like that.
Okay.
And then I got a couple more. I got a couple more, and you can switch these up however you want them. Still on the Nashville theme, we got the Broadway Budget Boys. because we're on the budget.
Triple B.
We're on a budget.
Yeah. And you could even substitute boys with line, the Broadway budget line, the Broadway bargain boys. Mm. They're on bargain, the minimum. And then the last one I had was the Music City Mini Men. They're on league minimum.
The Mini Men. Not to be used with Minnesota, but just the Mini Men. They're on the minimum.
The Mini Men.
Okay.
That was pretty good.
I like the Music City Mini Men.
The Broadway budget line.
I like that
he
one.
He threw about four different in there, but you can
the
tell.
The Broadway
he's been
budget
working
line, I like that one.
All right, good stuff,
Triple
Will.
B?
Okay.
Oh, the Broadway Brawlers, I like that one.
I'm just going to roll through some of these. The Big Sexy Americans. BSA. Okay.
Okay. I mean, that's what you want to name them. Have at it.
Somebody said the sexy coal miners.
Okay.
The coal miners, yeah. The Energizer Killer Bunnies from Mark in Gallatin. Okay. They are kind of like the clearance rack.
Oh, wow.
I still think Discount Dogs hits that note a little bit better. Speaking of that, the tone hangers from Pitch Perfect, because everybody's talking about setting the tones. I think there's something you could do with the tones, because we keep saying set the tones all the time. Big Ten Bruisers. The Penalty Box Radio was kicking this around, the SMS text line, because Smith, McCarron, Sherwood, SMS. Isn't that how
that's
you say
text?
Text?
Yeah.
That's how you send it. It's called an SMS?
SMS.
Okay. Although they did kind of get their eyebrows raised when they asked those guys. They're like, the text line? Oh, all right. they're asking Cole and those guys. So I don't know. How about the Big Mac dollar menu?
The Big McDollar menu. That's too long, though.
Yeah. All these are good.
The Broadway Brawlers. I like that one.
The Broadway Brawlers, yes. Discount Dogs, Smackwood, Biscuits and Gravy. Coming back to that. The 95ers. The 9 to 5ers.
Or Working Line to 5.
Working Line to 5.
The Line to 5ers. I like that one, too.
Hmm. Midwest Mojo.
I think we got a good one here on the phone line.
Oh, okay.
Stan.
All right, Stan. Give it to us.
Oh, it's Dan, and I was thinking either Three Pucketeers or Three Dog Fight.
Ah, Three Pucketeers.
Three Dog Fight. Three Pucketeers, not too shabby.
Yeah, I like that one. Three Pucketeers.
Okay.
Three Pucketeers. I'm trying to picture that on a poster with those three guys on it. Three Pucketeers.
They're all holding their sticks up like their swords, you know, like the Three Musketeers.
Ah,
you know,
there we go.
Yeah.
Ah. I like that.
I think we're getting somewhere. Willie, I think you kind of have your notepad full there.
It's definitely full. I'm trying to keep up. There's so many.
So, Willie,
Bruce Brothers? No.
Tell me how would you work that in to a game? Say that line is on the ice. How would you work that in? The Three Pucketeers. How would you work that in live? How would you work that into the broadcast?
I'd have to be very careful saying that, because that could come out wrong. Exactly. Anytime you say the word puck fast and add something to it, it can go very wrong. So that needs to be taken into account.
Yes.
Okay. We have to really do some pondering here. But the Working Line to 5 with the 1995, the layers of that, I like.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us if you differ. 615-737-1025. I like the simplicity of Discount Dogs.
Yeah.
I like Smash Vandals. I like Smackwood.
We got some good ones.
Midwest
now.
Mojo.
Yeah.
And then the lake theme is a good one too. All from sort of Big Ten country, the lake states. We got a lot going on here. They keep rolling in on the text line here.
Mm-hmm.
Good times, because when they're on the ice, they are dynamite.
Good.
Got somebody that goes back into the 70s with that. Okay. Nice job,
that.
Chuck. The Nash Bridgestone Bruisers.
Oh, wow.
D-A-double-G.
What else we got?
Oh, they keep rolling in. All right.
Well, I like the ones that have been submitted.
Okay, so let's
and
do this.
Those that have called in.
Let's
great
take,
names.
Let's take a breather, and let's submit our top three.
Mm-hmm.
When the all three of us will vote for the top three.
Okay.
And then we'll go from there. You got that, Nick?
I'm in. Yes.
And I know with two of yours, I know are going to be something with coleslaw. And biscuits and gravy, just because you're a food guy.
I'm a big food guy. And you know this one came on the podcast. We talked about it.
Okay. Oh, man.
All right. When we come back, we'll get one last phone call. Gary is going to make the last submission. He's going to get the chance here to make the last impassioned thing. And then we're going to come with our top three.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nick will call the winner for the tickets for next Tuesday. All right. And thank you, all of you. I haven't counted them up. We've got to have 100 texts here.
Yeah.
This is really something about all these things. All right, when we come back, we'll have more. We'll wrap up the show here on Caroline, Willie, and D-Mace next.
Do you have a name for your line? What do you want to be called? Do you have any ideas? Do you have a name for your line?
No, we don't have a name for our line yet.
I don't think we have a name yet, no.
Open to suggestions, yeah.
Okay, what about the USA line?
I actually kind of like that,
yeah. You kind of like that one? Some people have suggested the USA line.
Okay.
Because you're all from here.
I think I like USA.
You like USA
yeah.
line?
Give a lot of pride, yeah.
The text line, because your initials are SMS, and you send a message. The text line, because your initials are SMS, and you send a message.
Okay.
That's pretty smart. That's pretty clever. I like that.
But I want you to know this did not come from me.
Okay.
But USDA all beef line.
All beef line? That's Smitty, so we got one. Two out of the three covered. Well, I guess we'll think about it. We haven't had the time to think. Maybe we'll think of something good.
Our thanks to the folks at Penalty Box Radio who posed the question to the three guys, McCarron, Smith, Sherwood. We're trying to get the name for that line. They just keep going out there and doing it. They are
getting it
in the starting lineup, and they just get it done. And they're doing it for the league minimum. Blue collar. Got to appreciate that. Guys who had to fight their way onto the roster and really helping shape the identity, quote, relentless. If you notice, they're all wearing those hats, relentless.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are really doing that on the ice. So it's time now. Okay, let's get one last call before we name our top three. I've got three. And I
got three.
I got four. Like I'm having five. Trouble get it down to three. I really like four, and I don't know who's going to win this thing. But let's get Gary. Gary, you got the last shot.
All right, I was going to go with the Broadway Bouncer, but then you guys gave me a couple minutes commercial to think about it. I'm going with the Broadway Bruisers, because when you come to Nashville, you're cruising for a bruising.
Okay. We've had some bruise kind of themed ones. I like
did
that.
Like the Broadway Bouncers.
The Broadway Bouncers.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
One.
Yeah, I mean, you need bouncers on Broadway,
yeah,
don't
exactly,
we know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. It's time to reveal the top four. Top three. All right, so Nick, you've been compiling these. What do you got for your top three?
So, Willie, you did mention this before the break. I do like the coleslaw line. That is a number one favorite for me.
Some with food.
It had to be. The 9-to-5ers are pretty good. I like that a lot.
The working line to five or the 9-to-5ers.
Yep. That's number two. And then, I mean, I don't want to steal from anybody else's list, but I mean, Harriman O'Henry had a good one. The lumber line. I mean, you can't go
the
wrong
lumber
with
line.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my three.
Okay.
All right, D-Mace.
Okay, my three. The lumber line was on there. What was it? Smackwood. I love Smackwood.
Smackwood. And remember, if you're just driving along, you're not thinking about it. Smith, McCarron. So that's the Mac. And Wood. Sherwood. So you're that works. Smackwood.
Yeah, I like that.
It's kind of like in Smashville, you would have Smackwood.
Exactly.
It's simple, but it's to the point.
Smackwood.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay. I like that.
In Smashville.
And then I like the lake, you know, the lake line or the lake, what did I call them? The lake boys. But line of five, the line of fivers, I like that one, man. The line of fivers. That's all right.
It's there.
The working man line.
Because you can always play the song.
Right.
You can always play the song.
And it's the whole point. It's the theme of the song, right? Uh-huh. You're working hard for your money.
Exactly.
You're almost Donna Summer. She works hard for the money.
Exactly. Who works hard for the money?
But they had to fight their way to stay in there. Okay, so here are my three. I'm going to throw in four. Mm-hmm. I love Smackwood. Okay. I really love that one. I love the Lumber Line. I think that rolls off pretty well, you know, in the flow. It's easy to say in the broadcast. The Lumber Line is out. And you've got the lumber of, you know, Sherwood Forest, right? That it's got a lumber theme to it. Mm-hmm. Cole Smith is from Brainerd, Minnesota, the home of Paul Bunyan, the lumberjack. That fits. And I don't know. Hair Metal Henry submitted that there's some sort of business with McCarran and building products.
All in New York or something like that, yeah.
So we'll throw him in there, too. And then the last one is the Discount Dogs, like D-A-W-G.
Discount Dogs. Let's go.
The Discount Dogs, because they're for a nice discount price, getting mm-hmm. it done.
Yeah, just like some coleslaw.
Got it.
Okay, so all of us have the working line to five.
Yes.
And a special shout-out to Cam, who added that they're all born in 1995, so there's an extra layer to that. Okay, yeah. So Nick has made the call. The working line to five.
Working line
so
to five.
So who's the winner? Nick, the caller that put that out was Will?
Yes.
All right, so we're giving it to Will for
the
tickets.
We have an honorable mention. Hang on.
Hold on.
Okay, here comes the suit. Here comes the suit.
And the final word to Chase.
Yeah, okay, so I was doing something else.
You can't
else.
Win the tickets.
No, I don't want to win the tickets. I'm actually coming here to – I have a giant bucket of manure that I'm about to dump on this whole thing.
Oh, no.
Why are we so obsessed with naming lines?
It's fun.
Are you really going to end the show like that?
It's a fun contest. Yes. I get it. It's fine. But, like, it's so overdone.
Well, no, that's okay. When's the last time we did a name for a line?
The Herd.
Okay. And that was 3 years ago?
Yeah, but, I mean.
But it's about time for a new line.
But, like, does every Preds era need it? Like, we had Jofa. It had the Herd.
Yeah, every era needs a line.
Okay, but other than those two, what other names of lines in Predator history have there been?
Didn't Sullivan and somebody have one back in the day?
If you can't remember it, then it really
the vowel line.
The vowel line,
that goes way back. That's like 20 years ago.
Ian
at
had
least.
That, by the way.
That's a good call.
That was a good one.
E-Rat, I mean, look, Arkhipov,
it used
Orzon.
To be to me. I just feel like.
Okay, so that's maybe we've named three.
Maybe fans talk about it too much, and that's
okay,
why I
this
get
is
all
year
fired
25.
Yes.
Okay. And we've named three lines. This is the thought.
But I mean, like all we're throughout okay. hockey, you have the A line, the HBK line, the grind line. I mean,
we don't look the grind. We had a lot of people with the grind or the blue collar. That to me is kind of cliche, right? Yeah. Okay, fine. They're grinding everybody.
But if you say grind line, I think Detroit. I think. McCarty and
right,
those
so
guys.
We would never have a line exactly. like that in this town for a line. So you have to top that. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get the creative juices yes. flowing. This is a songwriter's town.
Yes,
so we're going 9 to 5. That's the
line. It ain't not. It's not.
They
nine
won
to
the
five.
Tickets.
Hey, it's line.
Sing it, D Mace.
Yeah, the working line to five.
Yeah, working line.
The 95ers.
All right. Enough okay. to drive you crazy okay. if you let it, Chase.
Sure.
It's enough, okay?
Sure.
Working all right. line of five. Cold.
I just had
hip.
To step in on
Michael
that. I'm sorry.
McCarran,
to just rain on the parade.
I know.
All right.
I know.
We won't name
I'm sorry.
The line.
I'm sorry.
This is going to stick, Chase. This is going to stick.
I hope it does.
Hope this you enjoyed the stick. Show. Good stuff. Stillman & Company is coming up next. It's been fun to watch this team. That's the theme.
Yes.
And those guys are really getting it done. So. We're out of here. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Elliot Friedman will join the show tomorrow.
We can ask Elliot that.
Oh, we'll see if we'll see what his favorite lines exactly. that have been named over the course of history, mm-hmm. what his favorite ones are. So we're out of here. Thanks for joining us back on the air tomorrow at 11. Predators at Panthers tomorrow. Going for the record.
Be love and love on your people. Working line of five. Peace.